Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text is Psalm 116, 15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. This is the word of the Lord. In the Small Catechism, Luther says that when we pray in the Lord's Prayer, deliver us from evil, what we're asking for finally is that God would, quote, grant us a blessed end and graciously take us from this valley of sorrow to Himself in heaven. Talk about negative. Of course, Luther only talked that way because he was one of those ancient Christians who were also morbid. Yeah, because back then, life used to be short, and it also used to be uncertain back then. And back then, people used to have real sorrows, see? Now, of course, we're much more positive because, see, life isn't short anymore or uncertain, and everything you need is right here in this world, guaranteed. And if you just believe in yourself, everything will be swell. And as for death, if you just don't think about it, you don't have to do it, or maybe you do, but that's okay because you had your turn in anyway. With life being so fulfilling and all, why would you want another helping? So don't ask for any more. Don't make any trouble. Just shut up and go quietly. It's a cycle of life, bub. Keep moving. So let me understand. It's the ancient Christians, the ones who believed that all outside and stretching to eternity was the joy of heaven, they're the morbid ones. But you know, there are modern Christians too, guys, who if they heard that every time they say the Lord's Prayer, they're praying about their death, they'd think it was morbid too. And that's because they sort of got the idea that God came down from heaven and died and rose and ascended back up again in order to keep us here like pets. Well-fed and groomed with lots of chewy toys, and what more could you possibly want than a good job, a good marriage, and a good long retirement? Good and long as possible. But the Holy Spirit says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints, because Christ came down from heaven to take us away with Him. I'm not putting down this sweet green earth. It's a great place to visit. You just can't live here. Not for long. By sin came death, and that's why this whole green valley is shadowed. But it's also by grace, shot through with glances from another country to make you want more than you can get here. Here, you fall in love until death do you part, or maybe sooner. But there's a place where you do lose yourself in somebody wonderful forever. Or here truth touches you, some proof in math or philosophy, and you get it, you know, just clear as ice, and you know, and you forget. But there's a place where you know, and know, and know, and don't forget. Or there's the wind in the leaves, or there's the mist in the lake, or anything so beautiful that it hurts. Think of music. And is there anybody so numb they'd never been startled by the sky? And is there anybody older than 12 who hasn't been disappointed when they looked in the world for what the world gives you hints about and didn't find it? Not it. Not here. Here, one day you're MC Hammer and the next day you're MC Hammer. And the kids are saying, who's MC Hammer? And that's the point. Or maybe you're Donald Trump. But dear Lord Jesus, Donald Trump was born to be something more than Donald Trump. He's looking in the wrong direction. All the good things, the beautiful things, the sweet, fun things, and the leaves and the loves and the truth and the music and the parties and the stars, they're all saying, not this, but something like this. Something like this, but more. They're all calling, come away. Come away. God's saints are the ones who say, here I come. And precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. And His saints means everyone who comes when Christ calls. The instant we turn to follow Him, we are saints to Him and ready for more. And then all, because we're forgiven. It's different with non-saints. Non-saints means people who don't want to go with Christ, who hunker down on what's here, have to be dragged out, who don't want anything more than just some nice, some fun, some chewy toys, and some regular sinning. And as for death, shut up and don't think about it, and it won't happen. Or if it does, it's the cycle of life or something. Keep it moving, unforgiven, into hell. The death of non-saints isn't precious at all. For that matter, death itself isn't precious at all. It came by sin. Death itself is terrible. And when you think about all the saints in heaven, they died a blessed death, but even the ones who died naturally, most of them died without pain management. And so many, St. Peter was crucified upside down. St. Bartholomew was skinned while he was still breathing. And they broke St. Catherine's bones. And the martyrs today, thousands all over the world, right now, are getting jailed, tortured, beaten, and robbed. And if they would just settle down and shut up, they could save themselves a lot of trouble. They could save themselves a couple more years on earth, maybe a couple more days, but they want more than that. And they keep saying with broken jaws and split lips, Jesus, here I come. Like all the others, the Holy Spirit says, who were jeered and whipped, they got chained and imprisoned, they got sawed in two, they went around penniless, persecuted, and abused, which was hard, and which was imitating the Lord Jesus Christ, who got jeered and whipped here to take us away with him. He got bound, imprisoned, penniless, persecuted, and abused, crucified, dead, and buried. And where does that leave you? In paradise. So this guy says, I don't know, nobody ever came back to tell us about it. I say, what are you, deaf and dumb? Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
And he showed them his hands and his side, and he said unto them, I was dead, but behold, I am fine. And all the saints who followed him through death, they're fine. They're amazing. Thank you very much. And that's why their death is precious in the sight of the Lord. Look, if your kid's writhing in migraines or something, wouldn't it be precious in your eyes to see them suddenly pain-free? Yeah. Every miraculous healing is just a preview. Or if your kid's choking with asthma, gasping for air, wouldn't it be precious in your sight to see them suddenly breathe free? Well then, for the Lord who loves you and has watched you hurting and gasping for breath in this sinful atmosphere and seeing your lungs laboring for spiritual breath, wouldn't it be precious in his sight to see you breathing free at last? St. Paul says, while we're in the body, we groan. That's because by grace alone, we're saints. We got the life of heaven in our souls. But the world's not right yet, and our bodies aren't fixed yet. And inside us still, whenever I want to do good, sin's right there with me. And I do not enjoy getting tempted. And irrational doubts are not fun. And it's no thrill to realize that I've sinned against him again. Christ has changed me so that I long, I ache to be totally alive. And I ache all the more at how little I ache. And every Christian here knows what I mean. And so does our Lord. He sees us all still semi-paralyzed. You know, we know what we want to do, but we can't do it right. We know what we want to tell him, but we can't say it right. And isn't it precious in his sight when in one instant his child leaps up and out and free? Well, this life is short. Which means sin is just a short-term trouble. Luther said, therefore, my sinful nature hates and fears the thought of death because my sinful nature knows that death will be the death of my sinful nature. Think of the saints that you know in heaven now. What sin did they wrestle with? What fear? What doubt? How were they crippled in their souls? But he maketh the lame to walk and the blind to see in an instant, and it is precious in his sight. There that lame man leaps like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sings. What else could they do but sing when they see his face and see how precious they are in his sight? Finally, that's the only thing that could ever be enough. To see his face. To see the one that every good thing here was hinting at all along. You know, you and I, we see him in his word, and he's beautiful. But we want to see him with our eyes. We know him in the bread and the wine, and it's joy. But we want to know him as he is. You know, maybe if we'd never heard his name, but now every believer knows what St. Paul's talking about when he says, I long to depart and be with Christ. I mean, don't you love rainbows and fireworks and loud, sweet thunder and really great lightning? You will. Beloved, it was always about living by faith on what he promises. And it was always, you shall have no other God. So if you're having a nice time being his on earth, great. But Jesus swears that the honeymoon is better than the reception. As somebody said in Adult Instruction, the hokey pokey is not what it's all about. And although we hate the act of dying, we would rather be absent from the body and at home with the Lord. But we're not home yet. We're just homesick, because being with him here is wonderful. But it hurts, too. At least it hurts if you're doing it right. If you're doing it right, it hurts to get tempted, and it hurts to hear lies, and it hurts to fight down sins and to endure and to be in the world but not belong anymore, until even saints have played with spiritual suicide. Temptation's easy if you just give in, as we have. And lies don't bother you if you just give up your mind, as we've tried. And if sin hurts, sinning some more will numb it, as we know, as I know all too well. Till sure, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints, but am I really one of them? I tell you, if heaven really were more sure than my next breath, you couldn't tear my hands off. I'd hold on, even in the valley of the shadow. I'd fear the pain, but I would fear no evil, because precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. But how do I know that I'm one of them? That's easy. Precious in the sight of his saints is the death of their Lord. That's how you can tell who his saints are. Precious in the sight of his saints is the death of the Lord who died to take us away with him. Precious in the sight of his saints is the death of the Lord who carried our sins and bought heaven for us and made us his saints by the sacrifice of his own body. Is his death precious in your sight? Don't fear, little flock. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The kingdom that's all outside and stretching to eternity and only one heartbeat away. All around us, all the time, saints are flying out free into the wild, over 274,000 Christians die each year forgiven through Jesus' blood, which means that during this service, more than 11,000 believers are going to soar past us into the presence of the living God. More than one a second. More than one a second from all over the planet, old men, young women, and the martyrs walking to a blessed death by bullets or machetes, and babies and kids full grown in an instant, and teenagers and elderly mothers, all of them suddenly young, and all of them living here in love and dying by faith. Witnessing to the nurses while they die in ICUs, or witnessing to their own families while they die at home, or witnessing their faith to Jesus all alone as they die in gutters outside rich people's houses and soar. Every second, another one answering the call, come away. In the only way there is, just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. O Lamb of God, here I come. Precious in the sight of his saints is the death of our Lord. And precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints as they arrive every second, like this meteor shower, only falling upward, not counting the sudden rushes upward when Christians die in plagues and earthquakes, not counting those sudden surges when persecution sweeps us home in waves. We are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses calling down to us from heaven. What are they saying? Diversify your portfolio. Better live now while you still can. No, they're shouting, love what's good on earth and head out for the mother lode. Reach for what's true and head out for where it comes from. See the beauty and come away where it's calling. Guys, earth is the land of the dying. Heaven is the land of the living. And they can testify, Abel and Sarah and St. Peter and St. Mary, they're all saying, if we suffer with him, we also reign with him. And Mim, St. Mim, and St. Sam, and St. Roxanne in her splendor. They're still telling us, look at the cross. Now leave your sins with Jesus, keep your eyes on his precious death, and press on to the goal. And he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion just the way he did for us. From all saints in heaven to all saints on earth, now hear this. Weeping endureth for the night, but life is short, and joy cometh in the morning. Say, Jesus, here I come. Pray, deliver us from evil. And let us ask for more than we ever deserved. Let us ask for more than the whole earth, namely, that he would grant us a blessed end and graciously take us from this valley of sorrow to himself, great God, in heaven. Amen.